Blog Talk Radio. HPR for helping me. He calmed my nerves.
And I just want to say thank you. And I've been going from that day, from that time, trying to do your will once a week. And Father, I thank you for causing Detroit, Michigan to have its good weather on today's date. Although it looked like it might rain outside, but Father, thanks for calling off your arsenal of weather, bad weather that is. Thanks for controlling natural and chemical disasters that you have kept away from us. I thank you for that. I also thank you for giving us sheep, our right mind, and good health. Thank you for blessing us with prosperity, health, and wealth, and unity. I say that prayer in Yeshua's name, or better known as Jesus. Amen. This is the Feed My Sheep show. I am Sandra Harris, your host, on this Sabbath afternoon. Now, I read that afternoon starts like from 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock. That's the evening times. And I think I did read that out of the dictionary. So it is evening time. And I am remembering the Sabbath day to keep it holy. You'll find it in Exodus chapter 20, verse 8. Read it for yourself. I read from the King James Version of the Bible. And Sabbath observance, it starts on Friday evening, and it's after 5 o'clock. So I'm saying it is evening, and it will end tomorrow, Saturday, the Sabbath day, Sabbath evening. I want you sheep to have your three P's ready. They are your pen, pencil, and paper, just in case you want to jot down some of the references I might say to you. Now, what I am going to say, I'm going to start reading in Acts chapter 5, 25, excuse me, Acts chapter 25, and then I'm going to, from there, I'm going to read Acts chapter 26. And next Sabbath evening, I will read to you chapters 27 and 28, and then we will be finished with this chapter. And then I might start in the book of Romans. But I do want to go back to the Old Testament and start reading from Ezekiel. That's what I want to do. And God, I thank you for giving me breath. I don't shake as bad as I used to, but I do shake. Nonetheless, let's start reading Acts chapter 25. And I still have not gotten myself a new Bible. Let's start reading. Now, when Festus was come into the province after 3 days, he ascended from Caesarea to Jerusalem. Then the high priest and the chief of the Jews informed him against Paul and besought him and desired favor against him that he would send for him to Jerusalem, lying in wait in the way to kill him. But Festus answered that Paul should be kept in Caesarea, and then he himself would depart shortly thereafter, or thither thereafter. Verse 5, let them therefore, he said, which are among you are able, go down with me and accuse this man, if there be any wickedness in him. And when he had tarried, that means to wait, among them more than 10 days, he went down to Caesarea, and the next day, sitting on the judgment seat, commanded Paul to be brought. And when he was come, the Jews came down from Jerusalem, stood around about, and laid many and grievous complaints against Paul, which they could not prove. When he answered for himself, neither against the law of the Jews, neither against the temple, nor against Caesar, have I offended anything at all. But Festus, willing to do the Jews a pleasure, answered Paul and said, wilt thou go up to Jerusalem and there be judged of the things before me? Then Paul said, I stand at Caesar's judgment seat, where I ought to be judged. To the Jews, I have done no wrong, as thou very well knowest. For I am an offender of, or have offense. Let me read that again. For I be an offender, or have committed things worthy of death. I refuse not to die, but there be none of these things whereof these accuse me. No man may deliver me unto them. I appeal unto Caesar. Then Festus, when he had conferred with counsel, answered, has thou appealed unto Caesar? Unto Caesar shall thou go. And after certain days, King Agrippa and Beatrice came unto Caesarea to salute Festus. And when they had been there many days, Festus declared Paul's cause unto the king, saying, there is a man left in bonds by Felix, about whom, when I went to Jerusalem, the chief priests and the elders of the Jews informed me, desiring to have judgment against him. I whom answered, is it not the manner of the Romans to deliver any man to die before that he which is accused have the accusers face to face and have license to answer for himself concerning the crime laid against them. Therefore, when they came thither without any delay on tomorrow, I sat on the judgment seat and commanded the man to be brought forth, against whom, when the accusers stood up, they brought none accusation of things as I suppose, but had certain questions against him of their own superstitions, and be of, let me hold on a second, sheep. You know, I am slow. I am recovering. No excuse. I am recovering from a stroke I had in November. Of course, I told you, sheep, that. And I'm thankful that none of you have called into the program, because our Father did not tell me to answer questions. He told me to feed his sheep, and that is what I am trying to do. Verse 20, and because I doubted of such manner of questions, I asked him whether he would go to Jerusalem and there be judged of these matters. But when Paul had appealed to reserve unto the hearing of Augustus, I commanded him to be kept until I might send him to Caesar. Then Agrippa said unto Festus, I would also hear the man myself. Tomorrow, said he, thou shalt hear him. And on the morrow, when Agrippa saw come and Beatrice with great pomp and with entry into the place of hearing with the chief priests, with the chief captains and the principal men of the city, at Festus' commandment, Paul was brought in. And Festus said to King Agrippa, verse 24, I will read to you again. And Festus said, King Agrippa, and all men which are here present with us, you see this man about whom all the multitude of the Jews have dealt with me, both in Jerusalem and also here, crying that they ought not to live, crying that he ought not to live any longer. But when I found that he had committed nothing worthy of death, and that himself had appealed to Augustus, I determined to send him. Verse 26. I thought he said he appealed to Caesar. Let me see. Yeah. Well, he came to Caesarea at any rate. Verse 26. Well, verse 25. But when I found that he had committed nothing worthy of death, and he himself had appealed to Augustus, I guess that Caesar Augustus, I have determined to send him. Verse 26, of whom I have no certain thing to write unto my Lord, wherefore I have brought him forth before you, and especially before thee, O King Agrippa, that after examination had I thought, had I might have somewhat to write. Verse 27, for it seems to me unreasonable to send a prisoner, and not withal to signify the crimes laid against him. Now, that ends chapter 25. Sheep, let's read chapter 26, where Paul is going to be talking about early in his life what he had done. Chapter 26, verse 1. Then Agrippa said unto Paul, thou art permitted to speak for thyself. Then Paul stretched forth his hand and answered for himself, I think myself happy, King Agrippa, because I shall answer for myself this day before thee touching all the things therefore I am accused of the Jews, especially because I know you, I know thee, and thee means you, to be expert in all customs and questions which are among the Jews. I beseech thee to hear me patiently. So he is asking the king to listen to him patiently. Verse 4. My matter of life from my youth, which was the first among mine own nation at Jerusalem, known to all the Jews, which knew me from the beginning, if they would testify that after the most strictest sect of our religion, I lived a Pharisee. So Paul is saying that he is a Pharisee, which now I stand and am judged for the hope of the promise made of God unto the fathers. Verse 7, unto which promise our 12 tribes in instantly serving God day and night, hope to come, for which hope's sake, King Agrippa, I am accused of the Jews. Verse 8, why should I be thought a thing incredible with you, that God should raise the dead? I verily, verily means truly. Here, I think it means truly. I truly thought with myself that I ought to do many things contrary to the name of Jesus of Nazareth, which things I also did in Jerusalem, and many of the saints did I shut up in prison, having received authority from the chief priests, and when they were put to death, I gave my voice against them, and I punished them off in every synagogue and compelled them to blaspheme and to end exceedingly mad against them. I persecuted them even unto strange cities. Whereupon, as I went to Damascus with authority and commission from the chief priests, at midday, O king, I saw in the way a light from heaven above the brightness of the sun shining around me, and when the journeys with me. Let me read verse 13 again. It says, at midday, O king, I saw in the way a light from heaven above the brightness of the sun shining around about me and them which journeyed with me. When he said, and them that journeyed with me, he's meaning, he is talking about the people who were traveling with him. And when we all fell to the earth, I heard a voice speaking unto me, saying in Hebrew language, Saul, Saul, why persecuted thou me? It is hard for you to kick against the pricks. And I looked that up in the dictionary on my computer. Kick against the pricks. That's when maybe a farmer has an ox before him, and if he's moving in the wrong direction, the farmer would prod him or poke him with something sharp, like a needle or nail that's tied into a stick. That's what it means for him. That's what it means for thee to kick against the prick. You know, like an animal he had that he was trying to get to turn one way, but the animal would only turn when he is kicked or hit with that prick. And that prick would make him turn in the direction that he wanted him to go. That's my understanding of kick against the prick. Let me read down to verse 15 where it says, and he said, who are you, Lord? And he said, I am Jesus whom thou persecutest. But rise and stand up on thy feet, for I have appeared unto you for this purpose, to make you a minister and a witness both of the things of these things which thou hast seen, and to and of the things in the which I will appear unto thee, delivering thee from the people, from the Gentiles, unto whom now I send thee, to open the eyes and to turn them from darkness unto light. And I pray that prayer to you, sheep, you young black males, you and old. I pray to you all that you understand what I am trying to convey to you. To open up their eyes and return from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God, and they receive forgiveness of sin and inheritance from among them which are satisfied, satisfaction, or which are sanctified by faith that is in me. Whereupon King Agrippa, I was not disobedient unto the heavenly vision. I showed first unto them of Damascus and Jerusalem and throughout all the coast of Judea, and then unto the Gentiles, that they should repent and return to God and do works meet for repentance. For them, for these causes, the Jews caught me in the temple and went about to kill me. Having therefore obtained help from God, I continue until this day, witnessing both to small and great, saying none other things than those which the prophets and Moses did say should come. And this is where I stopped off last week at verse 23. But I will continue and read on. And verse 23 says that Christ should suffer and that he should be the first that should rise from the dead and should show light unto the people and to the Gentiles. Well, let me read verse 23 again. It reads that Christ should suffer and that he should be first that should raise from the dead. He should show light unto the people and to the Gentiles. That's why God told me to feed his sheep. And when I asked God to come back and explain that to me, and he said to me, I wrote it down in my Bible where it says, minister unto the people, fear not, I am with you. So I'm reading to you, and I fear not, because I know that my Father, which is in heaven, is with me. So, verse 24, and he said, verse 24, and as he thus spoke for himself, Festus said with a loud voice, Paul, thou art besides thyself. Much learning doeth make it thee mad. But he, Paul, said, I'm not mad, most noble Festus, but speak forth the words of truth and soberness. And the king, for the king knoweth of these things, before whom also I speak freely, for I am persuaded that none of these things are hidden from him, for this thing was not done in a corner. And King Agrippa, believest thou the prophets? I know that thou believest. And King Agrippa said unto Paul, almost thou persuaded me to be a Christian. And Paul said, I would to God that thou, not only thou, but also all that hears me this day, were both almost. Well, let me read verse 29 again for your hearing, where it says, and Paul said, I would to God that not only thou, but also all that hear me this day were both almost and together such as I am, except these bonds. And when he had spoken, let me read verse 30 again. And when he had thus spoken, the king rose up, and the governor, and Bernice, and they sat with them. And when they were gone inside, they talked with themselves, this man has done. This man has not done nothing worthy of death or of bonds. Verse 31. Then Agrippa said unto Festus, this man might have been set at liberty. The word liberty means freedom. If he had not appealed unto Caesar. And so that is the end of verse 26. Now, sheep, if you would, I ask that you read Acts chapter 27 and 28 for yourselves. I plan to be here next week to read those chapters to you, if it is God's will. Don't you just love the Son? Jesus is loved by Lionel Richie. That man sings. He didn't sing, or he sang that song. That is a beautiful song. My theme song that I have, that I play to you, and that I will pray to you after I say an evening prayer. But before I do that, I will ask that you sheep. Most of you will not do it, but many of you excuse me, I have to cough. I want you to get this book, Eat and Live Longer, by Reginald J. Eady, M.D., at www.eatandlivelonger.com. That is his website. I want you sheep to go to Amazon and purchase the three books that I have there when waiting for your reading. These are e-books. They are The Unseen. The Broken Plant is a children's book. And The Passing. I want you sheep to purchase those books so that I will have enough money to put my other three books on there that you could read for your enjoyment. They are not Christian books. They are just regular books that I wrote. Excuse me. And purchase those books by Sondra Harris. That's me. S-O-N-D-R-A Harris. I don't care how much difficulty I have in doing what my Father in heaven told me to do many years ago, but because of my fear of you, sheep, I did not do what God told me to do until many years later, and that is to feed his sheep. So that's why I am doing the program that I do now. I had to pray for courage because I was scared of you people on the radio. I was afraid to speak to you, and he gave me that courage. And I pray for all those people who are out there that has an assignment and God has let you live and you are afraid just like I was. But I do this. It's joy. I find that doing God's work will bring you happiness and joy no matter how you may get sick, and I have, but I'm still doing God's work. I would not stop doing this for anything. I get joy out of this. I know now, just by reading, I want you to read Acts. I want you to read, not Acts, but I want you to read Psalms 83. I certainly, then I want you to read Isaiah 13. This is why you sheep should have your pencils ready. I am saying something that is important to me, and I am sharing it with you all. Psalms 83 tells you that how the white man, it tells you how, why, or how we got in bondage to him. It tells you that, and you can look those nations up for yourself. They formed a confederate against us. They did. And it tells you the Edom, the Ishmaelites, Gabal, Moab, the Hagarenes, all those nations came against us, the Jews, and they have stolen our names. They have stolen now, and they even live in the land that God gave to us. That is our land. And I hope that many of you are listening to me. I know that it used to be when I was calling in to the 312 area code. I think that was like in Chicago. I had more listeners than I get a few, one or two, three or four. It doesn't matter. I want you to listen to me and read what I have read to you already. And you know that you are what nations came against you. All those nations in the Middle East that attacking or that they are being attacked, they came against us, black folks. You should read that. You should know that you are of the tribe of Judah. You are one of the 12 tribes of Judah. And if I can remember, I will tell you next week who those tribes are. You know, they are our brothers and sisters, our brothers and sisters, that's right. And that you're walking around here in America, read your Bibles. Read it for yourself. You, most of you read much better than I do. I want you to read your Bibles. I want to have you the closing prayer with you. I want to say a closing prayer with you and then maybe start reading some of what is in the rules, the Ten Commandments. That's what I want to start reading with you. Let me say a closing prayer to our Heavenly Father for allowing me to have this program and to read to you all. Father, I thank you for allowing me to come to you. I come to you as humble as I know, thanking and praising you for telling me to feed your sheep. And I have tried to understand. I don't know why you chose me, but now I see from reading in your Bible, I'm getting a better understanding of what or how it is. I used to ask you, why is it that white folks hate us so much? Now I understand much better. I want my sheep to read Ezra 9 and 2, I think it is, in the Old Testament. I'm turning there. I need to find it. Ezra 9 and 2. Where is it? And I found it. You have the holy seed, black man. You, not the white man. That's the lie he has told you all. He has even lied and said, we grew up thinking that Jesus was a white man, but he was not. He is not. According to the Bible, if you read, write this down. I want you to read Revelation chapter 1. Also, I want you to read Revelation chapter 2 and 9 and chapter 1 and 9. And you'll find out that Jesus does not have stringy hair like they have told us. We grew up believing the white picture, Jesus Christ, and that was an idol. Jesus Christ says here in Revelation chapter 9, I know your works and tribulation and poverty, but thou art rich. I know the blessing, the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. That's what those people are. All those people over there now. And when I say there, I mean Israel. They're claiming to be Jews, but they are not. They are the children of Satan. And the white preachers will not tell you that. Oh, no, I don't have that much time left. They won't tell you that. So you read this Bible for yourselves. Next, we remember, I want you to read chapters 27 and 28. And then we will move on to Romans, I think, comes after Acts 27 and 28. Romans does come after that. I was going to try to read to you what's the Ten Commandments. Let me start reading to you before my program ends. In the first commandment, thou shalt have no other gods before me. What do you not understand? You understand it, right? You shall have no other gods before God. I don't care what it is. Number two, thou shalt make unto you any greed. Thou shalt not make unto you any graven image or any likeness or anything that is in heaven above or that is beneath, that is in the earth beneath, that is in the water underneath. Thou shalt not bow thyself down to them nor serve them. For I am a jealous God, visiting the iniquities of the third unto the third and fourth generation which hate me. You don't serve those crosses, anything with a cross on it. I used to wear one around my neck, but I don't now. Now that I know that Jesus will visit up until the fourth generation of them that hate him. And when you're wearing things like that, you hate him. You know, I don't hate him. And showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandment. Keep God's commandment. That was the second commandment. This is the third one. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that takes his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. 6 days thou shalt do all of thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. And in it thou shalt not do any work, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, nor thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor the strangers that within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth and the seas and all that are in them, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. What do you not understand, sheep? The fifth commandment. Honor your mother and thy father, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. You are following man-made laws when you have an abortion. It says here, thou shalt not commit adultery. Once you get married, be faithful to that one and only spouse. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. And the tenth commandment, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Don't be envious of anything that your neighbor has. Don't be envious of nothing that your neighbor has. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is your neighbor's.
Father,
those who are listening,
help your children.
And
don't let them fall.
Listening
by the side.
Other
of the road
and listening to my program. But God gave me a commandment. He told me to be the sheep.
To love one
and
another.
What? If
the
I
camera
can,
might find a place in their heart. Cause Jesus.
I'm so glad
he won't let you down.
Made that
and I know
my
he
loves
forever in my heart.
I'm tired of trying to do this.
We've got to walk on,
especially those of you
walk on through temptation, cause he loves and his wisdom will be our helping hand. I know the truth and his word will be our salvation. Lift up our hearts,
no matter what,
to be thankful. My heart, help me. high, high.